Меня зовут Оля, я в Стокгольме, живу в Стокгольме, и мне вообще как бы последний месяц-два такое, как бы, что все, жизнь не удалась, и вообще ничего, как бы, нет. Оказывается, жизнь прекрасна, и для Бога жить это хорошо. И я выбираю эту дорогу.
Меня зовут Хадаса, и я с Ванкувером. Мы ходим, к Шаповалу в Портленде. Здесь я хотела давно приехать сюда, и так получилось, что я приехала сюда сегодня, в этот раз. И мне очень много Бог поубирался во мне там внутри все, и у меня получилось исцеление тоже, и Бог очень сильно наполнил меня собой. И это очень хорошо для меня тем, что, в смысле, что мне это очень нужно было, потому что I was searching for different things in my life, so in just to renew right now who I am. So this is a new beginning, new start, and я очень встретила прекрасных людей здесь. Я очень благодарю Бога за тех, кто работали со мной, и что очень много Бог потрудился во мне, очень сильно много убрал все, что ему не нужно, что не его. И я хочу служить только ему, и хочу, чтобы как бы never stop, то есть чтобы never stop, то не было никаких obstacles, ну, может, obstacles будут, но чтобы не останавливаться, и не было никаких detours, я больше не хочу в жизни. Хочу, чтобы прямо идти. Спасибо Богу, и вам тоже.
Hi, I'm Karina from Vancouver. I have no idea when I came here before. They invite me before, but I just didn't want to come. And for some reason, 2 days ago, for some reason, went to the church, and I just prayed. And for some reason, I knew God needs me to come here. But I have no idea why I have to come here. So I came, and I did get blessed with the Holy Spirit, something that I want since I was little. And I did finally find the purpose of my life, be with God. And I'm glad I did find the right church, because it's really difficult to find a good church. And I really gave up before to God. I was like, I prefer to be alone than be with those religion people, but you guys are awesome. Thanks.
Привет, меня зовут Яна, я из Ванкувера. Я была здесь прежде, это мой третий раз. Actually, I wasn't planning to come here this time. Как-то так просто мне Бог дал желание приехать. Я начала молиться Богу, думаю, зачем? Вроде бы оно мне не сильно нужно, я с Богом общалась. Итак, но почему-то он мне желание дал это. So I came. И я получила два вестей очень важные. Одна, я чувствовала уже последние 2 месяца, что у меня как-то какие-то проклятия есть в жизни. И от этого я болела уже 3 года. Меня очень мучила одна болезнь. Я спрашивала Бога, почему ты не забираешь ее, почему я мучаюсь от этого. И я как-то, как он мне открыл, что у меня какие-то проклятия, но я не знала, не была уверена в этом. So, Бог открыл это здесь, в Encounter. Я освободилась от этого. И сегодня, like when Larissa was preaching, просто, I don't know, the Holy Spirit touched me so much, and it's like I saw Jesus, he took his heart and he put it inside of me. But это настолько больно, что я это прежде чувствовала, полгода назад мне это чувство дал Бог. Но сегодня это было как, like, he put his mark on it, and he said, that's it, no compromise, no more, either you are with me, or, you know, nothing, like, 2 years now, я всегда была кругом. Я то с Богом, то не с Богом, то с Богом, то не с Богом. Но, like, I couldn't get pleased myself. Like, I would always, like, feel there's something more, there's something, like, I can't fill myself with anything. И я всегда обратно Богу опять спрашиваюсь, Богу опять говорю, like, I don't know, take everything, make me the way you want me to, be. So, half a year ago, he gave me that feeling I felt today, too. And like I start like praying more for his will and being his will and like listen his voice every day and stuff. But today was like he put his mark and like yeah, that's it.
Меня зовут Катя, я from Lancaster, PA. Я приехала сюда просто познать Бога, что я как. Была в религии всю мою жизнь, и я хочу как знать Бога лично сама, и я верю, что у меня жизнь изменится и будет другой.
Hi. My name is Федя. I'm from Federal Way. Go to the original church. This is my second time going through. Anyway, I got healed. That's one thing that happened in here. Got visions. Got filled up. Originally. Yeah, that's about it.
I'm Becca. I'm from Fedjua as well. And I just started coming to the Transformation Center. And it's completely changed my life. I've just between yesterday and today, my back has been healed. I've let go of all these things from the past. Just so much has changed in my life. And it just... It's amazing. It's incredible. And I've had people pray for me, and I've prayed for people, and it's just an incredible experience.
Hi, I'm Natasha. I'm from Federal Way. And before I came here, like, everything was fine, but I just had, like, not enough for me. And I came here to get more and get, like, hungry and for my life to change. And it feels so good to get rid of everything, to forget the past, and it feels so good to be free, and like God just showed me new things, and I got like understanding, and I feel great.
Hi, my name is Anita. I'm from Federal Way. This is my first time at Encounter. I came because my friend... And I got baptized with the Holy Spirit. I let go a lot of things in the past, and yeah.
Hi, my name is Masha. I'm also from Fajoy. And I found out stuff about me that I didn't even know. And I don't know, it made me feel better about myself because it wasn't... I don't know how to say it. I guess it wasn't my fault that these things were happening to me, but I don't know. It just like feels good, and I let go of a lot of things, and yeah, figured out why I was so angry all the time. But it feels good to let all this stuff go. Just my heart feels better, more love. Hope this carries on.
Hello. Oh, don't start. Okay. Ready? Okay. Hi, my name is Vladislav Dejanar, and I am from Alaska, Delta Junction, Alaska.
Okay, where do I start? The reason why I came here is because, well, first of all, I was just going through a bunch of darkness in my life. Satan was had a big hold on me, and I just couldn't. I went to God, and then I fall again, and fall again, and fall again, and fall again, and I just couldn't get there. You know, I just didn't have no purpose in life, and I was just like, so. A month ago, I got my Holy Spirit, and I still didn't feel what my purpose was, and I was like, God, just show me where to go, you know, what should I do, like, who to go to, like, repent every single sin, you know, and everything, and I'm just like, where to, you know, what to do, I just don't know what to do anymore, like, nothing, you know, I'm nothing, you know, and then, the next day after I prayed, my sister and my brother-in-law were supposed to go to Washington. But my brother-in-law got a really good job, so he decided to stay. And then my sister asked me the next day, she's like, do you want to go to Washington with me? Because my husband can't go, you know? And I'm like, wow, this is definitely something that God wants me to go, you know, because I didn't know who else to go to. And then, anyways, I came here, and then my mom took me to this church, TCCI, and what's it called? To tell you the truth, when I just first came there, I was scared. I was like, what is going on? Why are people all shaking and falling and screaming? I'm like, what the heck is going on here? You know, I just felt scared. Like, what the heck, you know, but I know that I was Satan just trying to scare me off and get me out of here, because he knows that it was something big in my life, and it's gonna be big in my life. And then after I went to church on Friday and then Sunday, and on Sunday my uncle Ilya Gregoriak, he told me about Encounter, and I'm like, yes. I'm like, I'm going, because I don't know, I had nothing else left, I needed God so bad, and yeah, I came here, and we went through the repentance of sins and everything, just God filled me up, and someone from there said that I was going to see a vision, but I didn't, but oh, I felt God's presence like crazy. Oh, he was in me for sure. And they said that I'm supposed to become an apostle. And I believe that God will still show me a vision, and he will show me exactly what I have to do. But now I know what my purpose in life is and what I was searching for. And oh, I just love him, man. Like, What got me really into this was when we were listening to the testimony of the lady that went into the big corridor or whatever where Jesus was crying, and that just touched my heart like crazy. I don't know, it was like, I just got like 1% out of like 6 billion of Jesus' pain, and I just couldn't stop. I felt so bad. I'm like, you cannot imagine the pain he's going through, and I don't want him to go through this pain anymore. I want to bring the people back to him. I want to bring everyone back to him. I want everyone to just repent, and everyone to come to him and realize what they are missing and how they're hurting Jesus. And I'm so thankful for coming here. I know that this was not just an accident. This was God's work, and this, amen. Praise the Lord.